This is Ozarks at Large. Hospitals in Northwest Arkansas count 17 patients in COVID-19 wards in Washington and Benton counties as of late yesterday. That's a significant drop from the early January average of 128 COVID patients per day. The reductions in patients with the virus is representative of similar decreases experienced across the state. But one of the themes of yesterday's regular COVID briefing with Governor Asa Hutchinson was, don't get complacent. The governor says he's encouraged that all of the virus numbers this spring have been lower than they were in the winter, but that there are still many reasons for concern.
I ask Dr. Romero and Dr. Delahaye, do we still have community spread of COVID-19 in Arkansas? And the answer was yes. And that's just a reminder to us that when you think about 163 Arkansans that we have tested positive for COVID-19, you multiply that by a higher number that are likely to be infected in Arkansas, just haven't been tested, then you're getting to see a number that you have to be mindful that COVID-19 is still in our communities. And whenever we're getting people vaccinated, you don't want to catch COVID-19 when the vaccination is available to you.
The governor says he's watching increasing numbers of COVID-19 variants being detected in more than a dozen states and several countries in Europe. He says the race to get enough people vaccinated is in high gear, and he understands that with the relaxing of things like the mask mandate and the shared images of a sold-out baseball stadium in Arlington, Texas last week, that some people could have a sense the pandemic is over. But he says the variants loom.
And we recognize, based upon historic patterns, that that could come to Arkansas. And the only way to prevent that is to beat the spread of COVID through more vaccinations. So vaccinations are critically important. We want to get them out as fast as we can. We have to overcome resistance. We have to overcome the challenges of a rural state. And so while we're making a great deal of progress there, everything we can do to accelerate that and so that people do not take it for granted that we have low cases, some of the restrictions are off, all the restrictions are off. You see people going to Major League Baseball opening day with the Texas Rangers, and so people relax and they think it's not something we need to worry about. It is, and we still need to get vaccinated.
The other theme of yesterday's briefing, making sure vaccines are available to minority and underserved populations in the state and to people living in the most rural parts of Arkansas. Dr. Michelle Smith, the director of the Office of Health Equity at the Arkansas Department of Health, says task force are trying to make sure vaccines are made available to everybody.
As vaccine distribution continues, ensuring racial equity is important for mitigating the disproportionate impacts on people of color, preventing widening health disparities, and achieving broad population immunity. To that end, in January, we developed health equity strike teams to assist state efforts in ensuring special populations have equal access to vaccine distribution sites. These populations include racial and ethnic minorities, people living with disabilities, faith-based organizations, rural communities, and elderly populations. Teams are dispatched into counties that have low vaccination rates, and they work with local leaders, including mayors, state representatives, church leaders, and civic groups.
Dr. Smith says the Health Equity Strike Team includes nurses, public information specialists, and volunteers. She says Black sorority and fraternity groups across the state are also helping publicize opportunities for vaccinations. The ADH reports while 15% of Arkansas's population is Black, only about 10% of all vaccines have been administered to Black residents. Governor Hutchinson says more than 45% of the state's population 65 and over is now fully vaccinated, and another 19% partially vaccinated. All Arkansans 16 and older are now eligible for a shot, and there is a vaccine hotline that's been established to help people schedule vaccinations, 1-800-985-6030. And Arkansas Secretary of Health, Dr. Jose Romero, says it is critical that people needing two shots finish the vaccine procedure properly after receiving the first dose.
If you have received either the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine, remember only the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a single-dose vaccine. We're starting to see increasing numbers of individuals that aren't returning or have missed their second dose, and we want them to please catch up on that. Now, even if you miss your window, you can call the 1-800 number and we can tell you where to go to get that second dose. It's very important that you become fully immunized with the vaccine.
The entire briefing, including an update on how schools are handling testing week from Arkansas Secretary of Education Johnny Key, can be found at the Governor's YouTube channel.